Oh, hey. Hold the ball, interpretation rules, hey, disgrace.
It's taken off.
Here we go.
Port Adelaide, do they start their rebuild?
Yes.
Where are the fans gone? Hello to everybody at the Salisbury Hotel.
Hey.
She's building up, chaps. Hello to you, Bernie Vince. G'day, Greg Blewett.
G'day,
Emma Jars. G, welcome.
G'day, everyone.
G'day, Jars.
And I hear you've been here a while, Jars. You got here nice and early. You come and help the tech set up. Did you try and do that? Did you go to the wrong place?
At 12:30 today, I had a bath.
That's not what I asked.
Part of the story.
And I thought it was 2:45 when I left the premises and gave Maz a nice big kiss. And when I got here, it was about 2:45.
So you're 2 hours early.
Anyway,
but great, that's good. Great prep. I'm sure you've written a lot of
stuff
down.
Look at our family. They're building by the thousands. Come down.
Well, it's Friday. Knockoffs.
It is too, Gregory. So 4:00, we've got some free beers to give away. We've got Bernie's Wheel.
Yes.
Plenty of good prizes. And $1,000 a minute. $1,000 to give away.
$1,000 a minute. Hey, Jars, firstly, I want to say as well, I think I did my first ever OB here.
Yeah, you did
with
too.
With you.
What's an OB mean?
Out of broadcast.
Outside. You got no idea.
He always asks me that, so I say it.
Yeah. Hey, Jars, you know, yes, I played my first ever A-grade game out here at Salisbury.
Did you really? You.
Prospect versus Salisbury. It was 45 degrees, and I fielded it short leg. Took a very good catch, and that was it. I was there for the rest of the day. There wasn't a blade of grass on the square.
So you had a helmet on as well, fielding.
That's Bush Lehman's Club now. They're called Northern Districts. My uncle Trevor, Jarman, he's been there 500 years.
That was the golden era, Salisbury.
When you play cricket?
No, with Salisbury, the Bishops.
Yeah, that's
Lehman.
It. Yes.
Or Heidrick, all those boys. They used to win it for fun.
Bring some bloody memories.
Cosgrove. Where's Cozzy? Anyone seen Cozzy?
Yeah, he's in the...
Mark Cosgrove.
Gaming room.
No, he's not here.
We've got lots to get through. We're going to talk about Port Adelaide's performance last night.
Yes.
We take your calls. We've got $1,000 to give away. I need a little spot to just have a bit of a chat about today.
A what?
A little spot.
Spot's better, yeah.
Okay.
Something's happened to your tongue.
And then there was something in today's paper that really got up my goat. And we'll talk about that after 5:00.
Oh, nice.
About an individual that's just all about himself, and it's called greed.
Oh, no. Played golf today too, Jazz.
Did you, Bern?
Yeah, with Dad. And there was a spare spot and you knocked us back again.
Salisbury Hotel, Bounty! All right, Port Adelaide last night in front of 23,000 people at the MCG.
Oh, a few boos.
We're defeated by the Richmond Football Club by 12 points. What did you see, Bern? What didn't and did you like about the performance last night? And where's Port Adelaide at now?
Nah, their season's gone now. They had to win last night, I reckon. And not just their season. I think their window is officially shut after last night because they need to beat Richmond. They're one of those three or four teams that are vying for that last spot in the eight. And they weren't good enough. But Richmond, they were brave, Port Adelaide. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Richmond got out to a 26-point lead in that second quarter. It looked like we were texting each other, here they go.
Here they come.
This is going to be an absolute pile-on.
Yeah, I thought the same. Thought it was going to be a bloodbath.
And to their credit, they fought back
and
actually put their noses in front with about 6 or 8 minutes to go. Gave himself a big chance of winning that game late. But The selection we spoke about, not going in with a ruckman, that hurt him really late. And you can go about hit-outs, that Richmond smashed the hit-outs. Port actually won the clearances, but lost inside 50. So those clearances meant nothing, really.
Correct.
I just thought Nane Kervis's influence on the result late
last
was
10
huge.
Minutes. Yeah.
Huge. He actually set up from that stoppage the Liam Baker goal that ended up being the winning goal. So, there was a lot to like from Port Adelaide,
but you can't
just keep liking things and losing.
Yeah,
I thought Todd Marshall was outstanding.
Yeah, but he stood a kid.
He's on Gilchrist.
And I like Marshall.
So, but hang on. So if you kick 5 goals and you're standing, you're only standing him.
Yeah.
He was playing a game of AFL footy and kicked 3 goals in a half when his team's season is on the line, the team's premiership window is on the line. So you have to give him credit for that. I just thought the selection call was interesting. There was a lot of things happening in the game. The concussion point was a big point.
Well, that's the big talking point.
Let's go to Kenny Hinckley and just speak about what he said, the result, why the result went that way.
Turnovers killed us in the first quarter, and that's what probably won them the game. Probably by the end of the game, we worked so hard to get back, but we gave up 5 goals from turnover in the first quarter, and we gave up goals through the corridor, which is not like us. If you look at the rest of the game, we defended really, really strongly. But for that patch in the first quarter when you know, they were able to put us to the sword on the scoreboard, that's what happened, turnover. And it was as much our doing, anything that Richmond done. We gave the ball back in bad spots.
There you go, Kenny Hinckley after the game. I want to ask you, Jars and Bernie, about that head clash, Zach yes. Butters and Tob Jonas, because, geez, it was ugly.
There was
a bit of claret. The boys went off. They were both off for around about 10 minutes, but
yep.
since then, it happened at the time, the boundary girl, what was her name?
Abby Holmes
yep. mentioned about they didn't do the concussion test.
No, they didn't.
There's since been an AFL investigation into it. They've been cleared.
Correct.
But were you guys surprised at the time? Because it was a pretty big head clash.
Yeah, no, it was a big head clash. It was more of a face clash, which they deemed not to be. But it was a crucial... Everything added up to being a poor decision because it was a crucial time of the game. It was in the last 6 minutes to go. Port with 3 points down. They couldn't afford to lose two players when they just activated the sub as well. So there's a lot going on in a tight match. But... Oh, you just got to give credit to the doctors. You've just got to let them play their role. And he's been a doctor at the club, from all reports, for 25 years or something. So, I mean, they make the decisions, and we can't.
No, not at all. And we're not doctors, so we can't go down that path.
But it was a surprise. To answer your question, it was a surprise because it was a big hit.
Both boys
cut open.
Yeah, the way Tommy ran off, especially, like, you know, head down, he looked hurt.
And so, but the thing that I thought that the concussion test should have been done. And but if that's going to...
That's 20 minutes. So then potentially if they fail, they miss next week as well.
Correct.
Then as well.
Days.
It's 12 days. So let's go. Jay Clark asked Kenny Hinckley the question
post-match
after the game, and it got a little bit heated.
Oh, dear.
Listen here.
Are you questioning a doctor of 25 years' experience that he made a bad decision or he made a wrong decision? I don't know.
No, the look of the incident, that's why it's going to be brought into the spotlight. Just the look of it, the seriousness
Jay,
of
do
it.
You think the doctor made the wrong call?
No, but that it will be questioned naturally, obviously.
But have I not answered your question?
No, but I'm saying it's a discussion point because of the look of it. That's why it'll be debated. That would be unsurprising to you.
Not surprised at all, but you're asking how they were. They were fine.
It's just because of the seriousness of the issue, obviously, at the moment, the client in the AFL.
Do you think a doctor of 25 years would take a risk with concussion with the seriousness of the injuries that go on now with concussion?
I wouldn't have thought they would know.
So can we stop the questions?
Oh, it's just the look of it, that's all.
No, I'm asking you. I've tried to answer it for you as well as I can.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it is the look
of it. I get what you're saying, Jay, but I'm also saying back to you.
Gotcha.
I've got the most experienced doctor in the AFL making these decisions. Mm. Where do you want me to go? Where do you want him to go? Do you want him to go back to medical school? I don't know.
It could get a bit heated. I thought Kenny did very well there.
Yeah.
But Jay Clark, how many times do you want to say it's the look of it? There's a lot of them in there.
Yeah.
But some interesting news today, Greg, or out of yesterday, that Matthew Richardson, the CEO from Port Adelaide, said.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know what sort of season Port's had and what's happened in the previous years, going out in prelims, not being able to get to the big dance. But, of course, he's got a contract for next year, 2023.
Yep.
And the CEO today, Matthew Richardson, has come out and said emphatically that Ken Hinckley will be our coach in 2023.
He said he's put it to bed.
He's put it to bed. He's been linked in the last couple of weeks with GWS.
Yep.
I think our own Ditz has come out with that sort of thing, saying that maybe it might be a mutual parting of ways.
Yep.
But the CEO has come out on the front foot and said, no way.
He will coach.
Kenny Hinckley will be our coach next year.
I love that support from a CEO.
Every Port, it's okay to support him, but should he be coaching?
Where's Koshy?
Should he be coaching?
Where's Koshy? They're 5-7. They're 2 games out of the 8. They've got healthy percentage.
They're done, Jazz.
Mate, there's still a little light at the end of the tunnel.
No, I don't think Kenny's the man.
You're putting the line through already, Bert.
I don't think the CEO should come out and say that now.
Where's the buddy chairman? Where's David Koch supporting his senior coach?
Every Port person I speak to doesn't want Kenny coaching.
Don't just go on that.
Well,
say that
is there a divide between the supporters and the admin?
I don't know. They're still rocking up.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. This is getting heated in here.
No, that's exactly. I'm the same. That's what I want to know. Do the supporters want Kenny? Because everyone that I talk to as well, the Port Adelaide supporters.
Oh, so now all your mates are off Kenny as well.
You know
what's going on down there. You wouldn't have a bloody clue what's going on down there.
No, you're right.
Both of you wouldn't have a clue.
There has to be a divide.
Until next year.
There has to be a divide. So you think he's the man for the job next year?
Absolutely, because he's contracted.
If the club ends up not making finals this year...
Has Ken Hinkley lost the players?
I think he'd be starting to.
Oh, starting to?
Yeah.
As of now?
Well, when you know you're not going to play finals.
Has he lost the supporters, though,
Jars? Phones have lit up and it's a bit heated in this establishment, the Salisbury Hotel.
A bit heated.
About Porter.
I think you mean... We had a bit of a heated convo
before
that.
Well, we did. Well, sorry, I've got a chip down my tonsils.
Oh, is that what it is?
1-3-5-3. Let's go to the phones. Kenny Hinkley's under pressure. You guys want him gone. I reckon he's got to serve out his contract next year. Let's go and check out with Robert from Woodville North. Good afternoon, Rob.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you guys?
What's your take on it, mate?
Yeah, I reckon he should stay. He's got another year. He's turned the team around from 0-5. I'm a one-eyed Port supporter. I'm there every other week. And he's doing a really good job. I'm pretty impressed with him, actually.
What's happened to your team? What's happened this year so far? You're 5-7, 2 games out of the top 8.
Yeah, just doing some stupid things that we can't get a hold of. Like, as Kenny said, the press conference, the turnovers. Early in the season, we had a few players missing with injury. Just doing some stupid things during the games, and we just can't quite get our hands on it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for your call, Rob. Let's go to Jabby. What do you think, Jab?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, I want to say something, right? I don't know what Bernie Vince is saying, right? You got to remember, mate, Port Adelaide's had a lot of injuries in the beginning of the year, right? Last night's game was one of the best games to watch. I think people should be worrying about the bloody Crows. What have they done? If we never had injuries, mate, we'd be in the 8 right now. So don't blame the coach.
I said Port were brave, mate. I said they were brave.
Yeah, but you blame the coach.
They hit the front.
But you said the window's closed. You and Greg Blewett said the window's closed.
You think it's open, do you?
I still think there's a chance. Absolutely.
Is there a flicker there, is there?
I think there's a little bit of light left for Port Adelaide.
So you think Jabby, is it Jabby? Oh, no, I can only see on the screen.
It's Jabby.
Mate, do you think Port will win a premiership in the next 3 years?
I reckon if we can pick up some more players, right, with the draft, right, but for what we are and what money we got, what have the Crows done, Bernie? You used to play for that club.
No, they've completely bottomed out, and I've been their biggest critic.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, right? Port Adelaide last night, that was a bloody great game. And when Butters and O'Jonas hit each other, If that didn't happen, mate, we would have probably won that game. At the MCG, I'm sick and tired of bloody Melbourne teams. How many times does Port and the Crows and state sides play at the MCG?
Not many, Jab.
Thanks, Jabby. We've got to keep moving, mate.
Thanks for your passion.
Yeah, let's go to Alex from Richmond. Alex, is Ken the man?
No.
No?
I've got a lot of... he is. I've got a lot of mates at Barrett for Port Adelaide. And you're right, they've had enough. He's happy, had his opportunities.
Yep.
Dixon's getting too old. He's getting old now.
Yep.
You'll have... Bokey's just about gone. They got to go through rebuilding.
I don't know about that. Boke was one of the best players last night.
Look, I agree. Bokey's good, but Bokey doesn't have... He might have another year or two in him.
Yeah, but Alex...
And
Charlie Dixon didn't do a pre-season. Did not do a pre-season, so he was always behind the eight ball when they brought him back into the AFL system. Jeez, you're a bit harsh
But the point is, you're asking, will they win a final in the next 3 years? No.
Yeah.
Kenny's had 10 years there.
Yep, and that's what you judged on. You judged on premierships, Jars, and it's a harsh, very harsh industry, but we've got to be realistic.
Thanks, Alex. All right, keep moving, Blue.
Yeah, let's go to Chris from Andrews Farm. Chris, the CEO's back Kenny Hinkley in. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. It's been about 10 years, which is he's the longest reigning coach in history to never coach a grand final. In 2020, they had no injuries. They still couldn't get to the last game of the year. And Hinkley doesn't seem to have a plan B. So
Nah. He's proven that too during games. He doesn't change too much, does. I'm not cracking about last night. I said off the top, they were very brave.
You did.
Very brave to get in front from 26 points down. Very good. But I just don't. They're not winning the premiership in the next 3 years.
All right. I think we've got Kevin from Victor Harbour. Kevin, is Ken the man? Kevin?
Yeah, he's the man.
He's the man. You're going to back him in?
I'm going to back him in. If they get another coach, it's going to be another 2 or 3 years before they even made the finals. So let's see what he can do next year. Let's see what he can do.
Kev, they lost by 12 points last night, and it didn't go in a genuine ruckman, so they'll learn from that. But also, they're two games out of the top eight. They've got good, healthy percentage. There's 10 games left. So I still think there's still a little bit of light.
Got to have faith. Just on another note, what about Bokey, mate? He's an unbelievable player.
Absolute star.
Another 3-year contract for me, Port Adelaide. Lock him away. Absolutely. He's been a star.
Let's go to Brett from Semaphore. Brett, what do you think?
Brett, you there, mate?
Brett.
Yep.
What do you think?
No way. He's had 10 years. Get rid of him.
Yep.
And he says the same thing every week at every press conference. We have our chances. But he's got to go. And I just don't think he's the man for the job.
He does speak very well in the media. He does shut things down. We saw that with Jay Clark. He can say the right things, but eventually you got to show it, don't you? But 10 years, he's been a successful coach without
So what you're saying now, they've got to start a rebuild without Ken Hinckley. Is that what you're saying, moving forward?
Yes.
Does Port Adelaide have to start a rebuild at some stage?
Yes, I am.
Does it have to be a rebuild,
Does it have to be a rebuild? No, it doesn't have to be a rebuild.
You got, they're all starting to throw the bloody
Robbie
stones.
Robbie Gray was not terrible.
It's not a full rebuild, though.
Robbie Gray may be injured, Byrne.
You don't ever want to do a full rebuild. You don't want to choose that. But if you go down the path of moving some senior players on and starting fresh, it is a rebuild without bottoming right out. And no one wants to bottom right out.
Hey, thanks for your call, Port Adelaide fans. Very passionate. Salisbury Hotel.
Thank you very much. They're going off.
Pumping.
Absolutely pumping. Going. Hey, run us through some of the prizes there, Blue.
What do you got, Greg?
Well, we've normally got a list in front of us, but there's stuff all in front of us. So Benny's going to go.
No, we've got bunker tickets. We've got a bloody Hoover back or something last week, didn't we have?
Well, where's the prize
Come
sheet?
Come on.
Who's organised the prize sheet?
Come on,
footy tickets.
Hang on.
This is my first day
footy
back.
Footy bunker tickets. Oh, first day, is it?
I've had a week
You're
off,
acting
boys.
Like it's your first day.
All right, day. There you go.
We've got
Benny.
Bunker tickets, crows tickets, movie tickets. There's beers. What else we got? There's a tool bag.
Yeah.
Heaps of stuff.
All right.
There you go. He's just selling that.
That's our producer, no longer with us.
This is his first and last day.
All right, who's playing, mate?
Got Tommy with us. How are you, Tommy?
Very good, mate. Very good to be here.
Tommy. Now, I found you boys a Crows fan.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bernie, I love your work, mate. Oh. One of my favourite, best and fairest players from the Crows, for
Yes. Oh, we need to get good to know each other.
What about
Jarman? Yeah, what about Jarman?
He wasn't
No, he didn't win one.
Yeah, Jarman, you go right to him, mate.
Oh, I'm all right.
He comes second by a vote one year to Matty Connell.
I go all right, mate.
Still can't sleep.
Do you like cricket, Tommy?
Bluey, I do love cricket, mate. What, 46 tests? Is that the number?
46 tests.
Oh, jeez. He's done his homework.
Yes.
So, he just said how many tests he played, nothing else.
All right. Thanks, mate. Let's go. We're going to give it.
Right, Tommy. Step up. Give it a big spin, mate.
Tommy. Oh, a bit harder than that, Tommy.
That's all right.
No, that's a good spin.
Here we go.
Strategic.
Bernie's Will with the front bar of the Salisbury Hotel. Come nearly, down, say hello.
He nearly threw it into the car park.
He did too, but here we go. Good luck,
Where
Tommy.
Where is it?
Come on,
T-shirt,
Tommy.
Tommy's got one.
That's the gift, the free gift.
There you go.
Oh, that's the gift. That's the best thing on there.
Oh,
it
is that is
too.
There.
That's the DeWalt
shop
pack.
Site. Yeah, beautiful.
Oh,
Tommy.
That's worth $800.
That was my nickname back in the
day. That's a great gift.
That's $800.
I don't want to say too much.
I think I made that up, but it's worth more than $500.
Oh, cheers for that, lads.
Check
that's
the receipt.
Great.
Well done.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Stuck in traffic?
Take a look at your service sticker on your windscreen.
If it's overdue,
call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
All right, family, it's a Friday. We're in the front bar of the Salisbury Hotel and we've got Dave to play the $1,000 Minute. Good afternoon, Dave. Welcome.
How you going?
Now, you're a Port Adelaide man.
I am.
Yeah. You weren't happy with Bernie Vince's comments about Kenny Hinckley?
Is that him?
That's Bernie. Yeah, you know it's Bernie, Dave. Don't be smarty. Yeah.
Are you going to win a flag in the next few years, you reckon?
Yeah.
Good man. Well done, Dave. Yeah. Very positive. Right, 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know, mate, and all the best. Listen carefully. See if we can give away some money,
you
all right?
You should get the first one.
Question number one, Greg, and G, let's go.
Okay.
Good luck, Dave. Which two Port Adelaide players were involved in a head clash last night?
Jonas and Butters.
Australian athlete Jack Miller is famous for what sport?
Running.
In which year did Roger Federer win his first Wimbledon title? 2003 or 2007?
Three.
Who is the highest run scorer of all time in international cricket? Greg Blewett or Sachin Tendulkar?
Sachin Tendulkar.
Which country's rugby team is called the Springboks?
South Africa.
Triple M's very own Chris Dittmar was once ranked number one in what sport?
Squash.
Which of the following is not a world champion high jumper? Murtaza Esbashim, Yusislava Mokshichik, or Andrew Jarman?
Andrew Jarman.
Which BBL team is Ricky Ponting heading back to in an off-field role?
Don't know.
Which former AFL player had the nickname Lethal?
Pass.
In AFL, who do Essendon take on tonight?
Pass.
Which BBL team is Ricky Ponting heading to?
Time's up, man.
Time's up.
Jeez, he fell in a hole.
Oh, yeah. He was flying early.
Well, mate.
It was sport.
Oh, I bet he didn't tell him that.
Quiz.
Gee, let's check the scoreboard for Dave.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Six.
Six.
First six.
So is that $600?
That's...
no, but we will give you a double pass to see the Crows take on the Demons at Adelaide Oval July 2.
Oh, he's a poor man.
My daughter will be happy.
Yeah, well done, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Thanks for playing, mate. All right, let's just quickly. Number two, please, Bern.
Motorcycle racing. He's on the motorbike.
Jack Miller, superstar. Yep. Number eight, please, Bern.
Number eight, the Hobart Hurricanes.
Yes,
Ricky Ponting's heading back to.
Strategy
but
coach.
Off-field, wasn't it?
Off-field role. Number
head
nine,
Greg. Strategy.
Yeah, head of strategy. That's what I just said.
No, you didn't.
I said strategy role.
Okay,
it's the same thing as head of strategy. It's a strategy role. Number nine, Greg.
Who is lethal?
Yeah.
Lee Matthews.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Lethal.
And number 10, Burn. Let's wrap it up.
Essendon play Carlton tonight, Jazz.
Good on you. Now, Greg, I listened to you. I went to see my local GP, Mr... Jeffrey Verrill.
Good boy.
Down at Spark there at Henley Beach.
Bit overdue, but well done.
18 months was the last time I saw him. Now, obviously, we've had that scare with losing some very good friends of ours in the past. And we had that function down at the Highway Inn.
Yes, we did.
To get our hearts checked.
Yep.
So I was on edge for a
heart
period of
heart.
Time. I was on edge. So I went in there to see Dr. Jeffrey Verrill, sat down, derobed.
You don't have to derobe.
But I like to derobe.
Yeah, I know. But he doesn't like it.
Yes, so, he does.
No one else does.
Just as you were saying, you know, hello, and you just decide to take your clothes off.
Nah, this is in the waiting room. They're like, not yet, Andrew. Andrew, we've been through this before. Wait till you get in the room. Everyone's
it's
running
not funny.
Out.
It's not funny. You don't take them.
No, okay.
So
keep going.
I was in me thong.
Yeah.
Right. Blood's done. Took the blood
good.
Out of my body.
Yeah, so that
and it was pure blood.
That's generally how it works.
And that takes about a minute, doesn't it?
Well,
minute,
well,
2 minutes.
Well, I was lying down on the bench.
Yeah, but...
And there was another young lass in there.
What, nude?
Max Bashir's granddaughter was there, who's going to be a doctor. The great Maxie Bashir's granddaughter was there. So
okay.
She saw the
what
chiseled
did
rig.
She see?
Or the chiseled
so
rig.
So you were laying there nude?
No, I had some gear on.
Right. Okay.
Then... I got an ear infection, so Jeffrey gave me that sort of my ear out because my left ear's been playing up for a period of time.
Oh, yeah. The oil, the bath.
Yeah. So I got
remember
that. I've had a bit of thumb complaint with my right thumb's been sore, and that's why my golf's been affected. And I haven't played any footy of late because of my thumb. That's got arthritis in it, so we fixed that up. So he jabbed me there.
He jabbed you.
Oh, shit.
What, to get up for the show tonight?
That's his microphone thumb.
He's like, Doc, give me something. I need to get up for tonight. I need to hold the mic.
This is funny. This is serious stuff.
All right, yeah, keep going.
Okay.
So then I got the lungs tested.
Ooh.
Because I've been worried about my lungs.
Right.
All right.
Okay. But,
well, I just want to share something with you. So I went in with Brooke, who works down there, the nurse down there. She's beautiful, Brooke. She does a great job. She's my nurse. Right. So I had to derobe once again, even though I didn't have to.
She told you to leave.
No, she said
that's it.
You don't need to take your clothes off to do some breathing.
You've been reported. Brooks reported you.
So I tested my lungs. I had to breathe into this contraption, which went on a computer system.
Right. Because you're a bit wheezy.
This is what determined about my lungs, which has done a lot of kilometres over the last 40 years playing footy. I have the lungs of an orca whale, they said.
Well, Jars, did you know that they're part of the dolphin family?
Thank you, G.
And you, that is your spirit animal.
There you go. I have the lungs of an orca whale, G.
Right.
Sounds like a mob of cows.
Moo.
That's an awful while.
That was you getting in the bed in Stansbury.
Hey, no, Judge. You got the skin folds of an orca whale as well.
Yes, Greg.
Was there a book that was presented to us? And
there
you
was.
Opened it?
It's concerning because I haven't actually seen a Jarman magic book ever before.
There it is.
Boo.
Yeah.
But I got handed that book, Blue, and I opened it up. So one page, a random page.
Yep.
And there's Jars holding a golf club. And I thought, hang on, he told me he's never ever played, and he looks like he's never ever played golf ever before.
Yep.
Anyway, this is what it read. In Andrew's precious spare time, he swings a mean golf club.
A mean golf club.
The only thing mean is owning a set of golf clubs if you're Andrew Jarman. Because did you see the style of it?
No. Well, he was doing a little tanty, wasn't it? Because he didn't go where he wanted to. But
now he's trying to find
he's still going through his book.
The great KG, he just said some nice things about us.
We're not, you say.
Rexy Hunt and I are fishing together. Oh, there's a bit of a dance there back in the Crows.
We're live on radio now. You're reading a book.
Oh, there I am, knocking off my brother against Hawthorn.
No, there's your brother. I reckon he's going to win that footy.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Anyway. Right. Now. Some disturbing news come our way today regarding the so-called celebrities in South Australia and their pay packets, Greg.
Oh, SA's top TV and radio identities, they could be earning. All right, so...
Surely, I'm not sure how they came up with these figures, but the
number one earning celebrity...
Well, so-called celebrity. They like to be cool celebrities.
In radio, now, it's coming from a range of...
I haven't seen this, by the way.
They say $350,000 to $500,000 a year.
A year they're earning.
And I'm thinking it's probably more like half a mil. Mark Rusciutto.
Ruse on more than 500. Definitely.
The man with permanent laryngitis on radio is earning $500,000.
That is ridiculous.
I've got that wrong. What
I want to know is he works with two others. Yeah. Loz and Ditz.
Ditz should be earning that.
They didn't even trouble the scorers.
Nowhere to be seen. So why aren't they part of a team?
It's sad.
So Roo's taking the budget.
Well, I can't work
and
that out.
And are we in there? Are we in there?
We'd be in there. Come on.
No, this is...
Well, what's it go down to?
It's only breakfast.
Who are the others?
Well, it goes down to about... Goes down to about 50,000.
We still don't make
it. Well, we're 48, but they said... There's a lot of...
Well, that's for tax reasons.
Greg, who are the other flogs in there to get the earnings?
Do you want to go tell us? I reckon Jane Doyle from Channel 7 is the number one.
She's class, aren't you, Jane?
400 grand.
Yeah, 4 to 5.
And old Chompers. Chompers Soda's in there.
Chompers, he's way down the pecking order.
What?
But he doesn't do Brekkie now.
Since he got the ass from Brekkie, he's...
What's old Chompers on?
He's like 125 to 150.
Wow. That's a lot.
So he's like you. He's got to take his cans to the bloody...
I'm proud to take my cans to the bottom.
Yeah, he's got to coach a footy team.
So where are we going with this?
Well, I don't know. What are we talking about?
This is ridiculous. This is just... It's not... It can't be right because the man doesn't say anything.
Roo?
I'm just saying. But how can you earn that type of money?
Where's it all go?
Oh,
No, he's got 14 kids.
I think the point is...
This is a reflect of our management. No, our management ought to be ashamed of themselves offering money to a bloke that...
I think he's worth every dollar.
I think the point here is, I don't know Rue as well as you two.
Yes.
But
tight
stuff
as.
Gets back. Yeah, no, I'm hearing that he you know, likes keeping it to himself. And I know he's got a lot of kids and a beautiful wife.
No, that ain't getting him.
And so but is he that tight?
Oh. Oh, honestly. Any past player functions at the Alma, forget it.
What? He
doesn't get a beer at all.
Oh, he doesn't. Nah, I thought by having it there, he would put
stuff. It's all about. And when I first met him, mate, I took him to a deli, bought him a pot, you know, like
deli. a pot
and a pasty and a Coke back in the day.
No return.
Nah, never ever.
And you took him under your wing.
Yeah, I did. 133353. Who's the tightest individual you know? And why?
You're saying Bruce tight.
And why? I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is that Greg Blewett's the tightest bloke I've ever known.
Oh, no. Deflection.
I reckon Roo's worth every dollar, by the way.
Who's the tightest individual you've ever met, been involved in, family member, and why after the SA's top TV and radio identities could be earning? And our very own Mark Shudo.
Just be careful because he's driving a Wakery.
His salary
with Triple M.
Is $350 to $500 a year.
Yeah.
So he's basically taken all the cake.
It'll be all of the
and
five
given
too.
Us scraps at Triple M.
Yeah.
You know, and we just, well, we're staggered with that type of number that he's got earning. Yeah.
Now, Rick? I've had a message, anonymous, from saying that Wayne Phillips. Flipper is by a mile the biggest tight ass that
he
knows.
Right.
And that is true.
Yeah. He came through and bought something off Gumtree off you.
Yeah. He did.
And
bartered poor Catherine down, my wife.
Oh, that's
I've also, Jars, just before we go to the callers, I've had someone that approached me here at the Salisbury Hotel saying that Callum Ferguson is the biggest tight ass that he knows.
Wow.
He hit the Mercantile Mutual Cup sign twice and still didn't buy him a beer.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
That's like about 100 grand's worth.
He ought to be ashamed of himself, Ferg.
Stinker. Yeah.
Stinker. Let's go to the phones. Tommy. G'day, Tommy.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Who's the tightest individual you know?
I'm one of nine brothers, and I'm 51 this year, and my brother is 52.
Yep.
Back in Ireland, we used to get our first communion, and we obviously about 10, and you get a few pounds there for your first communion. And said he's 52. I reckon he's still got his first communion money.
No,
he's still got his first paycheck. Yeah,
top of the morning to you, Tommy.
Dirty Trina turd.
A turd?
Dirty turn, a turd.
Tommy, thanks, mate. We've got to keep moving.
That's how they say third.
I know.
Burn, who's up next?
Hey, this is Archie from Stansbury. Oh, now, this I know an Archie from Stansbury. You there, mate?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Archie. What are you calling up for, mate? Who's the tightest you know? Because your dad's pretty tight.
Andrew Jarman.
Yeah!
Andrew Jarman.
Andrew Jarman is the tightest.
No!
Good boy, Arch.
That's Archie James Moss's son.
Archie Moss, Archie, you four?
And we got another one here. Mate, who is the tightest person you know?
Nate. Good boy, Archie. We love that. And I reckon they're on the money, too.
That's the most productive you've been, Mossy, for years.
And he's retired too.
Let's
Mossy.
Go to another caller. His name's Knackerbags. G'day, Knackerbags. Hello.
Well, he doesn't know that you're referring to him.
Callum.
Oh, is that Andrew Newton Jarman on the
No, it's Moses.
The great Juice Jarman.
Now, who's the tightest individual you know, young Ferg?
Yeah, look, I've got I reckon there'd be a list as long as your arm of ex-teammates of Greg Blewett's waiting to tell a story about him.
Let me give you the hot seat. Yes.
Now, I heard the story before the other day about him just trying to squeeze every dollar out of that BMW of his and driving around on the slicks for the last few months, putting everyone's lives at danger. But Taylor Made are obviously great partners of Triple M Cricket and the Rush Hour as well. Well, they were giving out stealth drivers to all of the crew during the summer, and we all know Bluey's You know, he's been a freeloader with tightless.
He's a tightless man
for a long, long time. I mean, he couldn't plug him more if he tried.
Nah.
But seriously, he was one guy who couldn't get his hand up quick enough for one of those drives. Now, I couldn't believe what he is. He came from about 12 deep when they announced they were giving him out. I'll have one of them.
Ferg, he actually spoke to me, Ferg, about changing to Taylor May potentially.
And by the way, why doesn't this surprise me? This is the longest call that we've taken all year.
This isn't yours, mate. You've run me, Blue, so you just pipe down for a minute. Now, I'll tell you right now.
He's still
going. There's only one spot. One spot that drive is heading, and that's straight on eBay.
You are.
Thanks, boys.
Like that,
have a good
Blue.
One.
See you,
good
on you, Ferg. Dead set legends tomorrow morning.
Oh, it took 10 minutes. Oh, that was good.
He did go on, didn't he?
Yeah. No, well, he's been mentioned.
So who's the tightest out of our group?
Hang on there. I've got a text come through from Anonymous.
What?
Blue used to get a captain's allowance to put on the bar for the lads at the end of Sheffield Shield games.
No.
The boys never saw any of it. I'm out. No, we're done. You stay. We're done.
Great crowd down here. Been fantastic atmosphere.
Jeez, they're up
really
and about.
Really firing up. We've got all sorts. Port Adelaide, there's Crows.
Just starting to get out of hand. Which
now,
I
family
like.
That are listening all around the globe, we're going to play the Burns Will. And Grumpy's birthday today, 74 years old.
74, Grumpy.
Happy birthday,
what
Grumpy.
I didn't know it was your birthday,
you.
Jazz.
Right, so Grumpy, how you been, mate, all right?
What did he say?
He said, how you
he
been?
He hasn't got headphones on, Jazz.
I'm good.
She's good.
He can't hear you, Jazz.
What did he say?
Now, Grumpy, spin the wheel and good luck.
Good luck, spin the wheel. Jazz's radio craft is just right up there, isn't it?
Here we go.
He's 25 metres away, people that can't see.
What's loud?
He's got himself some Crows tickets.
Yeah!
What do you think of the Crows, Grumpy?
He's walking away.
He's grumpy, man.
Nah, he's Port Adelaide supporter.
I can see where he gets his... Gets his nickname.
Jazz wants to know where he gets his nickname.
Jazz having a conversation with
him. He's giving Jazz the finger.
He's flicked Jazz this
well,
time.
Well done,
the bird.
Well done. Tickets to the Crows.
This is great.
Jeez, he gave me a dirty look.
I didn't know you were 74 Jeez. Today, Jazz.
And they reckon he's in a good mood.
He wants to take him out in the car park.
They said he's up and about.
No, he does.
He's just flicked you the bird.
Andrew Jum, I'm kind of a cop like you. Take on.
Flicked you the bird and pointed to the car park.
He gave me the bird, so anyway.
And you sat down not right next to me for safety, didn't you?
Yeah, he's sucking his thumb as well.
Oh.
Mama.
Sucking my thumb, honestly.
You're rocking back and forth.
Been fantastic down here. All right, don't forget Triple M Rocks football.
It does. Why are we going to start that with
SMV Carlton?
Big game tonight.
Mm, yeah, who are you tipping?
Well, obviously Carlton, the hot favourites. They're on fire at the moment.
Is Essendon any chance?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think Carlton by a fair bit tonight. They can only just pray for a bit of rain, Essendon, but they've been battling at the moment.
It's Essendon's 150th anniversary.
It is, their anniversary. Tonight. So that means a lot to them. They're past players.
I think the Bombers will win tonight.
I don't.
MCG.
I'll have a bet with you right now.
Well, what do you want? No, we don't.
Can
you want.
I get
on
it? Okay.
Can I get in on it as well?
Yeah. Why?
Mate, you just work on paying your team when you've got the captain.
Yeah, are you playing golf tomorrow?
Oh, what a load of bloody...
You are. That's selfish.
Hey,
yes,
well
Greg.
Done to Travis Head as well, who's in Sri Lanka at the moment.
Okay.
Australia Ray made 100 off of 76 balls
nice.
In their 50-over game. So well
He's
done to Travis.
Fire.
He's on fire
okay.
at the moment.
Well yep. done. Oh, no, we've still got it. Okay. You got golf tomorrow, Greg?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you playing with? You actually
well,
don't know.
Of,
nah. You have. No, you
I know.
Kid,
no
you're
one.
So
Dave,
arrogant.
Dave. Yeah. No, I'm playing in the new group.
Someone stole
DT,
my beer.
Dave Terrell, great bloke. I haven't looked at the other.
Grumpy.
And I've Grumpy. Got a. I've got a 50th. I'm going to tomorrow night as well, up in Stirling.
Who with?
With himself.
But none of your business.
To someone's. Jeez. Hey, about the same amount that went to his 50th.
Yeah, not
three.
Yeah,
so disappointing.
Wasted two invites on you, Muppets. I know that.
Hey, I invited some of my friends.
Oh, yeah. Right. Got to wrap this up. Thanks everyone down
time.
Here to help us out.
Yeah.
Gee, great job down here in the studio.
Thanks so floor. Much, guys. Sounds like an awesome atmosphere down there.
Good fun. And
happy
we learned
weekend.
Tonight what Jars likes to do with his precious spare time.
What's that?
Swing a mean golf club.
See you next Tuesday.